This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Buy or sell time here on this Monday, first Monday of the calendar year 2026. Ravens season is over. Comes to an abrupt, frustrating, inevitable end at Pittsburgh last night. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, other side of the glass. Vinny's on vacation. Before we get to the many sports subjects, Nolan, where's the New Year's money after these holidays sucking us dry?
See a lot of green here today, actually. S&P 500 is up 54. Dow Jones is up 730. Under Armour up 4 cents. DraftKings up $1.02. Man, big jump there. As far as the sports topics, starting the NFL. Brian Flores, retread candidates. His name going to be towards the top of the list. Has established himself as a premier defensive coordinator since his exit from Miami as their head coach a few years back. Once again, generating head coach interest ahead of this upcoming cycle. But Minnesota, they don't want him to leave. They're going to make a strong push to throw as much money as possible at him, try to get him to stick around. But if you're him, why would you pass up the chance to re-enter the head coaching world? With that in mind, though, Mike Florio here, I think, made an interesting point. If you're Flores, got to be pretty selective. You know, there's only so many guys that get one opportunity to be a head coach. The ones that fail even less get an opportunity or a second chance to redeem themselves. But I think Flores' situation does lend itself to that. But if he fails at a second stint, that's it. There's no coming back from that. You can't be a head coach if you fail twice. So for Florio's point, don't just take any job that's available. Make sure it's one that works for you and your situation. Buy or sell, Flores will actually wind up back with Minnesota because the right opportunity will not be there.
I will soft buy that. Because I was reading this morning, as Pete Carroll was relieved of his duties with the Raiders, the de facto GM there, it's the guy's name Spytrak, who was with Tom Brady in Tampa. He keeps his job. Carroll's gone. But I think Brady and Flores were in New England together, if I'm not mistaken. So people are trying to connect dots possibly there. And they do have the number one pick in the draft. They got a pissed off Max Crosby. We talked about it earlier, even though they have their number one pick. No ideal quarterback. There's not a can't-miss quarterback in this year. He'll get approached. But after the disaster he had in Miami where they picked Tua over him, yeah, I might be. As a matter of fact, I'll buy that he stays in Minnesota, because if O'Connell fails with J.J. McCarthy, maybe he slides into that one. I don't know.
Over to Major League Baseball, reading a recent piece here from our friend Mike Exisa with CBS Sports, writing about the Orioles, their offseason moves so far. Have they done enough already to be considered true contenders in the American League? Well, he seems to agree with us. One more notable pitching move should have the rotation in great shape, and the next order of business would be rounding out the bullpen. As he writes here, quote, "You can see there's room for improvement with the middle group of their relievers, particularly Yennier Cano. The effectiveness has waned there. The top free agent relievers have already signed. Among the best available remaining are guys like former Orioles Danny Coulomb and Sir Anthony Dominguez. And we've already seen the Orioles reunite with Andrew Kittredge, but that was through a trade. So Elias was willing to bring back a reliever that he already parted with. Buy or sell, Bob, Dominguez or Coulomb will return as well."
I'm selling it. Because Coulomb's got arm problems. Even when he was in Minnesota last year, he got shut down with forearm stuff. And they decided to move on from him. Didn't he get traded to Texas? Anyway, Dominguez, he's got all the stuff in the world in regards to velo and, you know, spin rates. Can't throw strikes. So now, I'm selling that either comes back. And yes, I agree with Mike, and I agree with me and you. That's the way we say it. It's our opinion. Get a Suarez, get a Valdez, got to swing another trade, so be it. Then you start the Wells and the Povich and the Brandon Youngs. They all kind of become bullpen pieces for you and depth pieces for your rotation, because the harsh reality is starting pitchers get hurt for the most
part. Time for one more here. College football playoff hasn't disappointed from an outcome standpoint, but maybe some of the games themselves not the most thrilling from start to finish. Even still, we've got a continuing trend here from what happened in 2024, well, I guess 25 now into 26. Teams with that first round bye are now 1-7. Indiana is the only example between last year and this year of a team that had the first round bye to actually win their first game. But it should be noted that the format has changed, whereas last year, the betting lines, it was all topsy-turvy. You had all these teams with first round byes, but they were still favored to lose in that second round because they were, you know, weaker teams that maybe didn't deserve the first round bye. So the structure has changed where it actually reflects a proper playoff schedule, but even still, not the result you would expect with only one team actually advancing. Buy or sell, still too early, in the 12-team era to draw conclusions about the impact of the first round
bye. I'm going to buy that. And I think we're closer to parity, too, with the NIL and transfer portal. I mean, the teams that just go out, the Alabamas, the USCs, insert power, Michigan, Ohio State, where they just go out and recruit every five-star, and then their grandmother. Now there's more parity because of teams, Indiana, for instance, can generate enough NIL money. They can compete in the portal and maybe convince guys to stick around. So I think it's too early to come to an absolute where having a first-round bye is detrimental to you. And I was just looking at this real quick, Nolan. If Miami beats Ole Miss, and they are 3.5-point favorites, championship games at Hard Rock Stadium. Mm. Their own dojo.
Could have both the Super Bowl and the CFP.
At Santa Clara.
Right. Could both have the home team represented.
How about that? So that's going to be fun to watch. Playoffs resume on Thursday. And then again on Friday, we'll be talking about that over the course of the week. But when we return, season's over for the Ravens and a lot of other teams. But not every team was one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Ravens were. They're donezo. Phone calls are next. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Childs Walker from the Baltimore Banner. Open locker room at 2 o'clock. Coaches are getting fired. I don't see John Harbaugh losing his job. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.